evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night show, 5/26/2022. Oh, you know. Well, I guess we've had an earthquake in diverse places. Los Angeles, I believe, had, what, a 4.8 or 4.3, whatever they revised it up to or down to. There's a lot of quaking going on across the country. A lot of quaking. And then, isn't it interesting that since they use these AIs to come up with the most complete two-pat, T-O-O-P-A-T, it's too perfect, in other words, scenarios that are no win, chaotic creation, chaos creating, death creating scenarios, the shooting things, all to achieve the goal of the Luciferian plan. And isn't it interesting that Texas is visited by school shooting in Uvalde, a mass shooting, just a few days before the NRA convention in Houston? Isn't that too close for comfort, or too perfect, or what have you? Because you see, at the same time, you have the World Economic Forum with Klaus, you know, Shiite Schaub, you know, the piece of Luciferian dung, who has his own new police force now, with the goat's horn heads, the single goat's horns, okay? Right out of Daniel. And I'm going to say this. I've never seen a better looking Nazi than those cops when they're pulling over Prosobiec over there. They don't have any law other than their law, all right? But here's the deal. While they're telling countries to do not put up any kind of resistance to their plan, the World Economic Forum plan, those who run the world, well, come and take it, you piece of crap. And then you've got Bill Gates of hell and Fauci allegedly create new pandemics, new bioweapon pandemics. Well, let's go back to Houston and the NRA. Because not only did you have Uvalde, which I'm going to talk about here more in a minute, but from a different perspective. And I pray for every one of the family members and every one of the victims in that. Lord Jesus, will you accept them into heaven, Lord? Will you comfort their families? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. But there was another one that was stopped in Dona, Texas. Dona, okay, Texas. And then it apparently had two junior high school kids, okay, involved in that, who were going to be, who had somehow or another had an AK-47 or a, quote, an AK semi-automatic, probably. AK-47s are fully automatic weapons, and when they say AK-47, they're not a fully automatic weapon 98% of the time inside the United States, 99% of the time. They're semi-auto. Could be a Chinese Mach 90 or a Mahdi or a Czech or any kind of a make. That one time you pull the trigger once, it shoots one round. It's not pull the trigger and then hold it down and they bah, 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 bah. Nope. That's an AK-47. But be that as it may, that's a generic term now used. And so that tells me that they had the secondary team ready to go. And had they have not gotten enough disturbance, let's say, and chaos in the community and in the body politic from the Uvalde shooting, they would have given the green light to the MK Ultra. And I do think that this Ramos kid is an MK Ultra shooter. Mind control. It's an MK-Ultra CIA program for creating assassins. Hypnotic pain drug hypnosis assassins that were created. Okay? And we can't get any more on the internet. I don't think on YouTube or anything. We used to have Jesse Ventura. I remember Jesse Ventura did a show back a number of years ago already, where one of the things on that is he went and explored the MK Ultra, and he explored in a lab setting or like a clinical setting with a guy who was a hypnotherapist who actually showed him how they would have done it. And they had a guy that came up and on a coded word or some kind of a phrase or something said, the guy started doing like he had a gun. But all that's been washed clean, and Jesse Ventura never did a show. Jesse, I don't know if Jesse ever existed, you see. That's the way things are going these days. Nothing to see here. But here's the deal. I think that Uvalde is an MKUltra shooting. And it's interesting to find out that apparently Uvalde police and people were looking at some juveniles, okay? Back in 18 or whatever, 2018, who were planning on some kind of a future mass casualty event. And then I'm going to come down hard at one or two items here, real quick. The thing is, they brought out all over the news, they said, a Uvalde school district or this Rob school district or school had a school safety officer who confronted the shooter and then was shot by him, okay, and wounded. And then they kind of fiddled the can and talked about it. Well, maybe he wasn't wounded, but maybe he had an altercation or confronted him. Well, the Texas DPS... The Texas Rangers basically came out today and said, hey, look, there was no school armed school safety officer at the front of the thing, and the guy walked in, this Ramos, the shooter, this MK Ultra shooter, walked through an open door after there had been an alert to lock down the schools. Who left the door open? Where was the school safety officer? Was he told to go get a beer and a taco, okay, for his lunch hour a little bit early at 11:30? Or 11:20 or whatever. Where was the school safety officer? Do they have a school safety officer? You know, this school was due to get out, I think, either today or tomorrow. Or, well, it'd be, yeah, maybe Friday. I think it was supposed to be done for the year. So somebody with the NRA coming, somebody who runs some evil son of a you-know-what, some evil piece of you-know-what who runs the MK Ultra programs secretly. I don't know who is doing it. Is it the FBI? Like a Div 5 FBI kind of a thing? Is it the CIA, the NSA, the ATF, the EIEIO, you know, some alphabet agency? Or some special ops secret chief group that talks directly to Bill Gates of hell or to the Democratic National Committee or whoever they work for. But whoever it is that's ordering these MK Ultra hits in the Pentagram or in the intelligence community, you are going to go to hell and you're going to burn in hell forever in the plasma fire. It's going to send you. It's going to send you. And I'm going to tell you what. Can you hear it already? Can you hear it, you evil suckers? Be-ba, 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 be-ba. Can you see the career dissipation light? That red light in the mirror when you're getting ready to shave or you're combing your slick back razor cut $80 a haircut hair, you know? Or your crew cut? Somebody is tuning these kids up. Now, that last little bit I got was that they apparently had found somebody from back, you know, back in 2018, all right, who was saying that we ought to have in the year 2022, when we are seniors, we ought to do and go and do a mass casualty event. So it looks like Evalde apparently or allegedly has known about the possibility through online stuff since 2018 about some unknown juveniles. Was one of these juveniles a Ramos? I don't know. But this is MK Ultra. This is somebody in an intelligence community utilizing mass casualty events to try to get the U.S. government to try to take your Second Amendment away, to take your firearms, to make you turn them in. This was one of the questions in the Navy officer study done years ago. Well, you know, one of the questions is, would you be willing to serve under a UN general? Oh, that was one of the questions, the key thing. And one of the other questions was, if after the president and Congress had decided that you had 30 days to turn in your firearms, all of your firearms, that if after that time period, and some people didn't turn them in, would you be willing? This was all this questionnaire given to all the military people. They gave it to the Marines, the 29 Palms. They gave it to everybody. They gave it to the Navy person. Then they started giving it to everybody as they came into the military, everybody as they came into federal agencies, everybody as they came into local police departments and sheriff's departments, etc. They wanted to know who was going to be willing to attack United States citizens, because that was the other part of the question. If after said time has already passed up and you get the order, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens in the course of gun confiscation? That was in the 29 Palms so-called Naval Officers Graduate Survey. But that was a big graduate survey. That put people in different things. They had percentages. I talked to different people about that all over the years. I've told you the story. I won't go into it too much. I told you the story of Atlanta when it was down there right before the Atlanta Olympics. And I talked to a Marine Corps, a black gunnery sergeant who was had a lot of hash marks, and his white officer sure didn't like me talking to them or any of them because I asked the wrong questions, and he got scared. So the gunnery officer and I had a cocktail and talked about all this stuff till wee hours of the morning. And we talked about all of that and also the question mark. And he said this, of the officer corps, it was about 70% of the officer corps were willing to fire upon U.S. citizens under the course of gun confiscation. 30 weren't. He said of the enlisted or the non-commissioned officers in the military, he felt that it was about 60% would not fire upon U.S. citizens under the course of gun confiscation, but 40% would. Now, I've also heard since then that that thing has changed because there's an attitude that I don't care. You just tell me where to go, what door to kick in. and do them, and I'll let God sort the rest of it out. There is a resounding, I don't really give a hoot, just tell me where to go, you know? So I think that there is less possibility of getting any break, so to speak. But let me say this. This is an end time thing. This is the thing where they're going to come, the evil people on this planet, the Luciferian New World Order people, the communists, everybody who's going to try to destroy. I heard somebody say, eliminate the Second Amendment. Well, let's eliminate the First Amendment. Let's eliminate the First, Second, Third, Fourth. Let's eliminate all the Ten Amendments. Let's eliminate the Constitution and just put it in the hands of Red China Joe and Xi Jinping. Oy la bala! Yeah, 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 yeah! I don't think so. Now, who left the door open to the school? The kid just walked right in with his firearm, with his rifle. So they lied. Somebody, who lied? Somebody made up the story about the school resource officer. And then they changed it once or twice, and then now today, they clarified it. They did the best, the DPS guy did the best he could, but, I mean, he was even trying to have to fiddle the can a little bit because of the approximately 1 hour to 90 minutes, they did not go in to confront the shooter. They waited for, and I understand that, they waited for the BORTEC, for the SWAT team, the special team from the border. Well, they probably had to bring them out of the taking care of all the illegal aliens crowd. You know, they're probably involved with passing out baby formula from the giant warehouses full of it down there to the new babies coming across who are illegal aliens. So it took them about 90 minutes and everything to do all of that. At the same time, I understand not wanting to go in, but let me ask you this question. With all this money that's sloshed around in these budgets over the last 30 years, 20 years, 30 years actually since the 90s, there was a time you could get anything you wanted from the federal government in the surplus. Now Biden's going to shut all of that off, right? But I mean, they've had all these years to do all this stuff. They're giving it for free. Of course, there were strings attached. When the feds give you something, then there's strings attached. But I'm going to say this, and I'll say it loudly and straightforwardly. Every patrol car in the police department, every sheriff's department cruiser should contain, for how many ever patrolmen or deputies are in them, okay, there should be a level 4 body armor. Should be a level 4 body armor right there, and at least a PASGAT, a surplus PASGAT helmet. Something that would stop at least a 30 caliber round, at least one of them, and maybe more, plus shotgun or handgun, you know, thing. Yes, and people say, well, don't the police already have the bulletproof vests? Well, they have usually 2s or 2As underneath their shirts, a soft body armor, which is good, but it's not designed to stop or to, you know, impede at all a rifle round, okay? So there are things, those shields that you see them that are kind of like a metal, metallic shield that they can hold up or hide behind and shoot around the side from. Those, you should have one of those in every car. An armored shield, a level 4 vest, a PASGAT helmet, a rifle, or at least a pump shotgun. But That should be in every police car, along with nuclear, biological, chemical gear, which many do have in there now. The smart ones carry their own. But that could be in every one of those and should be in every one of those. And that represents, in terms of the last 30 years, the budgets and stuff, that represents not that much money. I mean, they've wasted more than that on cheap Chinese radios. They used to have a Motorola radio. The cops used to have analog Motorola big power radios that they could tune you in Tokyo or Beijing, you know, almost. Not really, but almost. They were powerful, booming Motorolas. You can't outrun the Motorola, son, a policeman told me once, a state trooper. But then they changed all that up for digital, all kind of this, that, and the other fancy schmancy radios that won't even work when the police or the firemen are inside of a building. Nobody outside can talk to them up on the 8th floor or the 10th floor or anything because they don't work. And they've spent millions and millions and millions. Nationwide, they've wasted billions on that kind of stuff. And then they've had to redo it twice and three times in some major cities. And then they still can't talk worth a hoot. And so the police use their cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, who left the door open on that school? Who left the door open on that school? Who tuned up this kid back 3-4 years ago? Remember that era back then, 2018 or a little before? There was a federal, quote-unquote, a federal program through the FBI or ATF or whoever it was done through DOJ. And you remember they were going into grade schools and into junior highs, and they were teaching children and about this or about that, and they were offering them points. You could get points, so many points, if you signed up your deal, or if you went got yourself fingerprinted, you got points, or whatever. All these different things they were teaching and involving and engaging these children with. On up into high school, they were giving them points so they could get like free stuff, free CDs or free computer programs and this, that, and the other. These are the kind of things where they identify with the help of, I'm sorry to say, with the help of the school nurse or the school shrink. They've been doing this for years, since the 50s. They used to try to find the exceptional students so they could plug them into the high-level, behind-the-scenes research and create engineers and top-flight, you know, NASA-type people and astrophysicists with them. And then some they even would then push into the MK Ultra programs and the Monarch programs and all the different stuff to turn people into assassins or couriers or sex slaves to get the information from the big shots, you know? You should read all about this stuff if you've never read about it. You can go back and you can look at Oswald. You can look at Lee Harvey Oswald. Three names, you know? Well, Sirhan, that was a double dip, but it's kind of like a double dip. But Sirhan saw the woman in the polka dot dress. And all of a sudden, kabingo. Just like the movie, you know, the Manchurian Candidate, where they saw the Queen of Hearts, you know, and all of that. Well, Sirhan was the decoy, because none of the bullets that he shot from a .22 revolver with about 9 shots, none of them killed Kennedy, RFK. He was killed from behind with the .38 special, all right? Done allegedly by a security guard that had ties to the mob. The back RFK's head got blowed out by that guy. I could whip his name right off the top here. I can't. But now he's died a few years back in the Philippines. As people had found where he was at and that kind of stuff, they killed him in the Philippines. To keep his mouth shut. And so now none of that's true either, you know. And that is one of the major problems. Let me tell you something. As I talk to people out here in the world, you know, and the local area and stuff, and I've, over the years, I've noticed many people don't believe in the devil. And many people, not only not that, but they don't believe in God, okay? They don't believe in Jesus. Or they may think that Jesus was, you know, back there sometime, but he really wasn't, had no connection to our Father in heaven. Or that he was the Messiah or our Savior. But because of that, they don't believe in any of this stuff. So they're always looking for, quote unquote, the logical answer. Okay? And it's not a logical answer other than the sense that Lucifer is real, our Father in heaven is real, and Lucifer and his rebel angels rebelled against our Father in heaven. And now they're trying to create a scenario where they're going to destroy or depopulate this planet to down to about only 500 million people. They're going to try to kill 7 billion. I think there's about 7.5 billion now. They'll try to kill 6.5-7 billion people. How are they going to do it? They're going to do it with Bill Gates of hell says, we're going to have a much better new pandemic, all right? And then last year, apparently, allegedly, he said that it might appear somewhere in mid-May of 2022, you know? Well, this monkeypox appeared. Now, the monkeypox normally is not that big of a concern in terms of death rate. Or even being able to catch it here, but it's being spotted too quickly all around the world, okay? And they said that those HPTQ54739, actually the male queers, is what is spreading it. After the Maslaplomas or whatever in the Canary Islands, big thing, they said that that went all the way around, you know, the deal, you know? And then it spread that way. But there's somebody spreading it. And somebody designed it, created it. I told you a long time ago, many years ago, about the Red Chinese Lee family, that they had a place up there in Calgary that a new bird flu appeared mysteriously out there by Lethbridge, sort of by the military base, Lethbridge. And that's also where the smoky trucks went to when we talked about them in the past years. The mobile crematorium things that, for a long time, there were no, there's a lot of people missing that were street people or stew bums or what they called, used to call a stew bum, or junkies that would be out on the street or homeless people at night because they were getting picked up and tooled around in these things, and bioweapons were being tested on them. I've told that story over the years. I'm not telling it again anymore because I got a few more things to say here tonight. So you're in this climate now. No school safety, armed school safety officer, and no engagement. And then why was the door open? Who opened the door? Who left it open? But then when the police went to go in that door was then locked. And then an hour to 90 minutes before they breached. Well, I mean, my land, you could have gone down and got some steel plate or something and had three guys hold it, and you could have charged in there. And there are windows to these classrooms. Well, the two outside retreated when he shot at them from down the hall. And I understand that. But couldn't they radio outside to somebody else? Try, and we'll try to stimulate him out here. By firing a couple shots down there, you get by the window, and when he goes to shoot at us, stand up and drill the son of a gun. And then we could have gone in with tourniquets and various things and perhaps saved some lives of children who were bleeding out, who may not have been dead yet. But the fact of the matter is, who left the door open? Who left the door open and not locked? Who left the door open and not locked? And then why did it take an hour to 90 minutes? Was there somebody there on the scene that was controlling the show for MK Ultra and making sure they didn't go in? Where was the school safety officer? Who was he? Was he armed? Was he on the premises, or was he missing in action? Or had they eliminated the position with only a day left to go or two of school? They figured they could eliminate the position for the year and let him go ahead and take off. Very interesting. And then the pop-up of Dona, Texas, with two more kids and an AK-47 who were talking about that, who the police apparently stopped from looking at it online, but contained in all of the political discussions of this. It fits right in with the problem that the World Economic Forum has, is that the American people are too well armed for them to work their hoodoo on for the devil, you see, and to take over and take all of the money, collapse the economy in the United States, and then they have to reset all of the currencies of the world and all that stuff. But in order to do that and to make it work in the U.S., they either have to kill everybody in the U.S. with a bioweapon or with a nuclear weapon, and they may just also use the EMP and or hit the 10 key power substations, and without a power grid, within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States is gone. I'm going to tell you what, I told you that in every squad car there should be level 4 vest, PASGAD helmet, a rifle, and or the bumpers, the shield, the armored shield type of a thing that will at least turn 130 round, you know, or something like that, or has got a better chance of turning one or slowing it down while you're wearing a level 4 over your level 2 that's underneath your shirt. Well, Hawk, those are hot and it's too heavy. Well, I don't give a hoot, you know. Get you some deodorant, because this stuff has got to, you've got to be able to go in there right away. And, you know, if you go back and look at it, it was old Dylan the Clabbold back in that day, Columbine. One of their daddies was in the FBI, wasn't he? Then we had the old Joker. Remember the Joker in Colorado? With the orange-haired Joker. Well, wasn't his daddy one of the big shots in the big credit company that's also the big surveillance company and that works for the CIA and the NSA and the FBI. It's just too much, but it's going to get worse. Lord Jesus told us about that. You know, he told us about it. The other thing I'm going to say for parents and grandparents, get your children a backpack that has an armored insert in it. An armored insert in the backpack. They look like the regular, whatever the school, you know, the special colors the kids like, or the space cadets, or whatever it is, you know, Mickey Mouse, whatever the regular deal is, they would have a nice looking backpack, but it has in it an armored insert. And then you can teach the child, if there's something ever happens, that they can hold that up in front of them and get down small like a ball underneath their desk. And I'm going to tell you, at fourth grade, I'm not so sure, you know, there's not a couple of the guys that I knew in fourth grade that we wouldn't have made try to make a run at the son of a buck, all right? and take them down and beat them with their own gun, you know? But that's not around anymore too much either. So that's another thing. Get your child or your grandchild, get them an armored backpack. It will help to protect them from gunfire or, you know, stray round or any kind of a thing that might happen in those scenarios. Not a guarantee, but it's sure going to help and promote it, and then you can show them how to use it and hold it up. There are also briefcases or attaché cases that you can flip up, like if you're a high school kid or something like that, or even in college, or a business person, that have an armored thing that you could duck down behind, or you can hold it up, and it's an armored briefcase, okay? The other thing is that sooner or later, they're going to have to train people up inside the schools to get more than one firearm for defensive purpose of the kids inside the schools. And maybe that just has to be in the budget. Maybe you just have to have at least 2 to 3 armed and excellently armed and trained school officers on the scene and on the premises with radios and with cameras on the schools. That's going to have to go into the budget, I guess. And hopefully then a principal or a vice principal or a couple of the teachers also would have concealed carry. And when one of these kids pops up or one of these goofballs pops up, then you create a canoe right down the center of their brain pan, you know? Pop, pop. Give them a third in the gut if you want, you know, or in the heart if you want. But 2 to the head and they're better off dead, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to be not the country I grew up in and not the country some of you who have come later have grown up in. And in surely in terms of economics, it's not going to be like a lot of the younger people today. People even in their 40s have never, 40s and early 50s have never even seen a bad economic era. They do not recall the inflation of the 70s, okay? And the Arab oil embargo. And it's being done again, isn't it? The Arab oil embargo is being done again. And now we've got, huge rises in the gas price. We're headed to Red China Joe, $10 a gallon, man. Don't you know? We're headed to $10 a gallon and $10 a pound hamburger, you know. $10 a pack hot dogs. All of that stuff. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most wanted. It can be Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, a silver dollar, an ounce of silver. It could be a little bit of gold, or it could be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. If Brother Quayle can get you his books or get you gold. Steve can get you gold or silver or platinum. You can sign up for his briefings, QPOS 2.0, and then the special briefings, his Mega Drought DVD. But, you know, Empire Beneath the Ice, very pertinent now as to who's running the world. And with the UFOs and Antarctica appearing out of the thing, and get the kids the Giants book. Xenogenesis and Terminated. Terminated, the end of man is near. That's one of the books that ties a lot of it all together. Just like before that, it was aliens and fallen angels. And Steve also did Weather Wars. Get his books in hard cover books. Well, they're big soft cover books. They're giant books with all kind of footnotes and every kind of reference of where Steve got any information or any kind of translations, all that stuff. Just incredible. Because you're going to want to know about them. You're going to have to teach your children and teach your grandchildren and where all this stuff came from. So now we're in a situation where this coming fall, natural gas, by the way, is already up 196% up. Natural gas. And they've stopped almost all the fracking, and they've stopped the fracking and the oil exploration and stuff in Alaska and in offshore and all over. They're just nailing it down. And all of that's going to be the pain and the struggle and the expensive problems you're going to have to make the transition to the Great Reset. And under the Great Reset, all your money will be taken from you. Your property, everything will be taken from you. But everything will be provided. And you'll be happy. According to Klaus Schwab. Schwab the Slob. Who's got an Israeli scientist, a Jewish scientist, who just out of the clear blue is talking like he's a Nazi. And they're going to hack your brain and do this to you and do that to you. I just don't get it. I get it. Because you have to understand that they worship Lucifer, the light bringer. That also the Rothschilds claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis and are black magicians on the planet and claim that. But I'm going to tell you what, while there's still time and if you've got any opportunity, there are still people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus and want to be ready and able to read his word and our Father's in heaven's word, to read the Holy Bible in their own language. And the Montagnards in Indochine, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan states, Burma, Myanmar, whatever you call it these days, the Noonamakers, Dave and Debbie Noonamaker. And may Lord Jesus protect them from all evil, and may he provide them medical miracles right now. Lord Jesus, provide Dave and Debbie Noonamaker medical miracles in each of their specific cases, Lord. Restore them back to full health. In your name I pray, Jesus. But if you want to get the word in the mountain tribal languages, each village has its own language. And assist in that. There's still time to get some of those Bibles and songbooks to them. And they're hungry for them, and they use them quite a bit. And they're spreading it around, and they're training pastors themselves after the Noonamakers trained the initial pastors there. Those pastors now train people. You can send money to Indochina Bible Project or Noonamaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, in care of Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, that's MYERSTOWN, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Noonamaker or Indochina Bible Project. You can put any amount in there you want, whatever you want to do, cash, check, whatever. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, the Lord Jesus will bless you for that as well. And Brother Quayle's stuff, so important to get out the information. And you can call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. and that you want to get some gold or silver, or that you want the books, or to sign up for the special briefings and the different offerings that Steve has under the Cube Files 2.0. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get real wild, Weasel, and I'm going to tell you something. Natural gas goes up 196 now, and it could go up even more yet before the fall. Wait until we see the heating bills for the winter. So I think we should look at firewood if you got any. And maybe you have to get firewood, even if you've only got a fireplace outside. Maybe you sit outside in front of the fireplace and you cook there. Because if you use natural gas to cook, you may not be able to do that. Using natural gas to heat your water, you may not be able to do that. May not be able to afford it. But I suggest you might look into and inquire about these level payment systems or plans where you do a level payment and that they guarantee that level payment for a year or whatever like that. Look into that, see if that's of any advantage to you, because they're talking about brownouts and blackouts all over the place this summer, in the north and in the south. Well, why the heck don't we build some more coal-fired power plants, you know? Or a nuclear power plant, as far as that goes. It's just crazy. Just crazy. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know the exact time or what have you, but now Biden is already threatening to go into three theaters of war. A week or two after, I believe it was Admiral Gilday, said that the United States can no longer fight in two theaters of war effectively. They can fight extremely well in one and do some holding actions in the second. But Biden has got it. Ukraine, he's got China and Taiwan, and he's got Iran. And then I will add another one, which will be the United States itself. And they will try to come for the guns, let me tell you. So I'm going to give you a prep tip tonight. You go get you some of those ultra soft foam earplugs. Highest noise reduction rating. I'm looking at Max Ultra Soft Foam Earplugs. Doctor recommended. Highest 33 decibel noise reduction rating. Because you're going to hear some of this stuff. You better get a box of them at least for everybody. One each person. That's just a little dumb kind of a prep. But you'd better be going for food. When we've got, 10 weeks or something like that of wheat for the whole entire world? When we used to have grain bins filled. Grain bins were filled. Now in the United States, we still can export wheat. But even our wheat crops are being assaulted by the weather x-ray machines, by the weather warfare machines. But it's being done by the Lucy's. It's being done by the EIEIO and the Pentagram and the high-level Luciferians to try to destroy this country. To take it down. And Biden is then saying, you know, we're going to go at least into three theaters of war, when his general, one of the Joint Chiefs, said we can only fight effectively in one theater. And then today, Milley, I guess he had old Milley, cemetery there in D.C., you know, out there with Brett Baer. Brett's interview, Milley had his four-star hat and the egg salad and, oh boy, all the stuff. And, Brett Baer asked him, say, you know, they're talking about fighting China and fighting Russia and Ukraine and fighting all this. And Biden is saying this. And he said, well, you know, we do whatever the military of the United States is ready to do anything this president would ask us to do, and bop, 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 bop. Well, Admiral Gilday said you weren't. And then you said, Pink Jackstrap Millie, you said that, oh, when Trump was in, you were going to call, your counterpart in China to let him know if we were going to attack them. Well, that's a treasonous piece of crap, ain't it? Is it any wonder that nobody in this country trusts you anymore except the fools and the people who got no idea what really is actually going on, that are under strong delusion? Well, let me tell you what. This thing is getting ready to go wild weasel, and it's already there, basically. I've read to you many, many times. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. January 12th, 2010. Hawk wrote that up there. And there's only going to be 10 governors to be appointed by the president. And will those correspond with the 10 FEMA regions? You better believe it. And I've also told you about how this stuff still exists. 2008, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 20, or 2008. Domestic counterinsurgency, all that stuff. And then we go back. I wrote this in 2009. And I said, in this age of quadrillions in derivatives, so-called insurance policies, but better likened to a Las Vegas poker game, the American dream is built of nothing much, it seems, but a house of cards and endless debt, buttressed by phony economic statistics, cookbooks, and continued loss of jobs, homes, businesses, net worth, and liberty. Bank holiday possible. And get your gold and silver out of your doggone safe deposit box. Don't have any of your cash, because they own those. They're going to search all that, but you will not be able to get into them. Hide it in your air conditioner duct or the hidden, the hollow floor or whatever you got. But you see, Albert Pike already read it and told us, didn't he? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation, Pike says, of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. That is being brought out into the public view, and these Klaus Schwab and all these people and Bill Gates of hell and all these loosey boosey doosies, I'm going to tell you what. We shouldn't talk about firearms right now, but they're going to kind of come for them and take yours. Just like they said in the questionnaire given to the Marines of 29 Palms a number of years ago, back in the 90s. If you do not have a rifle, or if you do not have a shotgun or a handgun, I suggest you go and get one right away. And a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every caliber that you buy or that you have. That's right, a minimum of 1,000. Because at some point in time, they're going to start to come for you, whether it's the Red Chinese that invade, which they're already talking about invading through California in their own leaked audio tapes from their meetings of their generals. And Milley will probably call up and say, oh, hey, we'll just leave San Diego open, or we'll leave Long Beach open. You already own that, so we'll leave that open for you in San Francisco, and you can come in and, oh, just make it like the old X thing and drive towards the center to take the farmland, to take the wheat, corn, barley, and all of the farmland and the cattle land in the center, just like it says in Ezekiel, where I've read that to you in 38 many times. And it shall also come to pass. It shall also come to pass, right? They go up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a prey, to take a spoil. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. This is a key time I need for you to get in earnest. You need to go get food to feed your family. Do you have a year, 3 months, 6 months? Do you have 3.5 years of greater tribulation full of food? A little bit extra maybe to give to the neighbors or your third cousin's brothers and brother-in-law. Maybe you need 4 years. Rice. Big bags of rice. You know, bags of flour to make bread, you know. Long-term storage food, the mountain house or equivalent, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods. The cans of meat, you know, Yoders and all those kind of things that have long shelf lives. Chunky soup, Progresso soup. I'll tell you what, I thought last night, well, if I was only going to pick one thing, I'd pick Progresso beef barley soup with the vegetables and stuff. You might like chunky sirloin burger, or you might like this one. Or you might like Chef Boyardee lasagna. I don't know what you're going to like, but I'm going to tell you this. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your family, your home, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows tonight against the evil Luciferians who want to destroy this planet. Turn it over to Lucifer. The enemies of the true people of the United States. Keep them. Band decorated, I know you Mickey Lapua, Mickey. The power of one. Give me the power of one. One shot. On the optic. 330. Rico. Thomas. Little head. Lord Jesus loves you, but he also sees all of your activities, thinks that you're magnificent in your Bowie tie and 50 yard races and your 20 pull ups. Those young kids get deep and tough. Also, focus on math, science, history, doctrine, English. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.